Southwark News, Thursday, December 5th, 2013. Traders fear for future as shopping centre sold. New owners plan to demolish the Elephant Landmark. Small traders fear the £80 million sale of the Elephant and Castle shopping centre this week could see them run out of town. Traders at the shopping centre are worried they will lose out when they have to move while planning demolition works take place, and might not be able to afford to rent a space in the redevelopment centre. New owners, Delancey and ACG, who bought the site from Key Property Investments, a 50-50 joint venture between St Modwen and Salvia Real Estate Company, plan to knock the existing centre down and build a new one, along with a significant number of residential properties, over the next 5 years. Paulette Simpson of the Jamaica National Building Society, based within the shopping centre for 20 years, appealed to the developers at a council meeting on Monday night. She said, "What provision will there be for the displaced businesses, and will we be able to get back in? We are anxious we'll be moved out of the area. Reassure us that we won't be driven out." Lina Maria Usma of Extra Media in Manor Place, who is forming a Latin American Small Business Alliance for the 60 Latin American small business owners in the area, said, "The Latin American community has been here for 40 years. We are small traders, and we want to make sure we have a place in the new development." Stafford Lancaster, director at Delancey, was unable to confirm any details of the scheme at this early stage, but said, "We want it to be a successful trading place that appeals to a local community, but we do have to create a viable project. It's a balance." Chair of the meeting, Catherine Bowman, a Liberal Democrat councillor, said, "All too often in projects like this one, local independent businesses are washed away in the tide of redevelopment, and the council must work with the redevelopers to ensure that doesn't happen at the Elephant and Castle." Councillor Fiona Colley, Cabinet Member for Regeneration, said she had arranged to meet with representatives of the Latin American small business community and extended that invitation to other traders in the area. She also suggested that the council might be able to support the group in putting together a business plan. She said, "There's an opportunity there to be taken, but I think they'll need some help."